As a coroner's inquest into the shooting death of 18-year-old Freddy Villanueva gets underway in Montreal, calls for a full public inquiry continue. Last August, Montreal police shot and killed Villanueva following an incident with his brother Danny in a North End park. And when a provincial police investigation by the Sûreté de Québec cleared the officers involved of any wrongdoing, local groups demanded justice. Will Prosper is leading the call for a public inquiry into the actions of police in Montreal North. I met up with Prosper at the memorial site for Villanueva to discuss events leading from the 2008 shooting and riot up until now. Is racial profiling by police a serious problem faced by youth in Montreal North?
You can ask any youth that is walking by right now, just ask them the question how important that problem is and if they face that problem already. Yes, they did. A lot of people receive tickets for a little, just like Danny did. He received a ticket because he was playing dice in the park. And that was something normal that the police used to do. So if you don't address those problems, how can you prevent them from happening again? So it's going to keep on happening and happening, and that's what we want to prevent.
Now, was there any light shed with the SQ investigation into what happened?
That's another problem that we have to cover, and I forgot to mention that. I'm glad you asked me that question. We have to cover this problem. How come police is investigating police? Even in Ontario, they have the special investigation unit that intervenes when a police officer kills somebody or something like that. So they investigate. In Quebec, we have nothing like it. It's police investigating. It's La Sûreté du Québec that is going to investigate on La Police de Montréal and the Police of Montreal that is going to investigate on SQ. So of course, they're going to be more biased. So that's the problem that we have right now. That has to be changed. We need to be leaders in Quebec in making a difference. And we are not doing that right now because we are lacking leadership in every level.
Where has City Hall and the borough mayor been during all of this since the shooting and the riots that happened last summer?
It seems like they've been hiding. We've been going to the city township meeting, the borough city meeting, and since then we never heard of them. And the first thing we asked was a public investigation. And the mayor of Montreal North said, well, we're going to look at it. And then the next day, I guess he received a phone call from the office of Mayor Tremblay. And since then, He never said anything else. He's been hiding. We never saw him. He came over here in Montreal North in this neighborhood. He came 2 months afterwards, and he just came there by the fences. And he didn't come into the population. We never see him. He's always absent. We feel that he's not even there, to tell you the truth. So he's not approaching the problem. He's not putting pressure on anybody. He's not trying to. And we need some new blood in Montreal. And when I mean new blood, we need somebody new to bring some new blood in Montreal. That's what I mean, actually.
And what has been the response from the citizens and residents of the area, knowing that they haven't heard anything from their local administration?
Well, that's a problem. They have a total disconnect with the politics because they feel the politician are not speaking to them. And they don't care about them. They're not doing anything about their problems. So the same way that the politicians are treating them, well, they're doing the same thing. So they're just not approaching the problems. They try to organize themselves instead of trying to be organized by somebody that is not being there for them since the beginning.
And what's the significance of this particular park?
It's very significant because this is the park where Freddy Villanueva was shot. And this is a park, as you can see, there's a lot of children, there's a lot of people playing in the park. And what is very symbolic is that it shows to the people that Freddy Villanueva and his friends were playing dice in a park, not arm. And the result of that is the death of 18-year-old children of Montreal, or teen of Montreal, I should say. And that's the biggest problem. So it's very symbolic, this park. And this is a place that we always come back, we gather around, we speak with the family, we speak with everybody surrounding the area, and we try to gather around to do some new action. We're trying to do some new action that will try to change the community.
What's happening here today?
Right now we are continuing the boycott that we have been doing since the beginning for the inquest of Juste Sans Façon, Coroner Sans Façon, regarding the case of Freddy Villanueva. We feel that it's not going to shed the lights of all the problematic that surrounds Montreal North and the event of Freddy Villanueva as well.
Now you're calling for a full public inquiry?
Most definitely, because a full public inquiry is going to shed the light on everything that surrounds the events of Freddy Villanueva. It's going to touch all the racial profiling problems, the socio-economic problems as well. So we need to address those problems in the community because we have to prevent and make some recommendation to make changes. And right now, the investigation under the Coroner Act is not going to shed the light on that. It's not going to touch the problem. It's just going to briefly go against it. It's like it's just going to cover 10% of the whole 100% problems that we have in Montreal North. So we feel it's just a small investigation where it could be bigger.
Today's the first day of the coroner's inquest. Do you see that changing anything?
It's not going to change anything because everybody is boycotting. Montreal North Republic is boycotting. La Coalition contre la répression et les abus policiers is boycotting. The Black League is boycotting. La Ligue des droits et libertés is boycotting. Even Montreal North Solidarité is boycotting. The family is not going. Nobody wants this kind of investigation because it doesn't touch us and it doesn't approach the real problems. So somebody must be a fool in there. And I'm sure it's not all those groups. So I don't know why they want to be so stubborn and keep on pursuing this investigation when it's not going to approach the real problems.
Now, what's going to happen in the community?
In the community, you can see that they don't believe that justice can be made. There's two justice systems. There's one for the people in office, for the police and everybody else. And for the citizen, they feel like they keep on being excluded because the population of Montreal North right now, they feel like they are excluded from the rest of the community. And it should never be that way. So now, by doing this, it just shows us that they're going to continue to be excluded.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.